So this has to do with the big old incident that happened with the plume of smoke, the thing that looked like a bomb went off. I found some proof of a little bit of the rumors that are floating around, and it's concerning. The fact that this happened around a month before the incident happened had everyone in question. We're going to go over it. And did you guys know that I'm hearing reports of this stuff reaching Canada and as far as Florida? How's this going to affect you growing your own food? Will massive crops be affected? And what's all this talk about acid rain? We see it in the streams and the rivers, but what about the entire ground that's been saturated? Many people are worried about the commercial crops. Are they ruined? Are they affected? Because they also gather the water from these rivers. And everyone wants to know, how long is this going to last? And is it even safe to be around there? I think there's a reason why all of this is getting brushed under the rug, the importance being lessened. The honest truth is this is all probably going to come to light. There was a crazy rumor that something got switched just before this big thing happened. And I thought it was just a rumor until someone sent me proof. So let's go over it. So now hopefully you guys have been following along and are going to know what I'm talking about, because I'm going to be very vague on the terms I'm using for reasons I'm sure you guys understand. The rumor out there, which I'm sure is not true, is that the CDC updated the toxicological profile of the stuff that's in the air in January of 2023. Some of the things that happened to you from this, and I'm talking about what's in here. So let me vaguely go over this crazy rumor. So you can see in this report right here, it came out in January of 2023. You can see scrolling down that the last time it was altered was in 2006. So the fact that they just changed this, and then this event just happened. Has anyone been noticing the uptick of coincidences lately? So basically, and I'm going to put links to the 2023 report and the 2006 report, but the differences are the quote in the report in 2026 says greater than 30,000 ppm, a measurement of that stuff that's in the air. That's what would affect someone, possibly. In the report in 2023, they bumped it up to 150,000 ppm. So apparently, you can take on a lot more these days. Now, the test studies I read over, they're talking about dogs. But the effects that they're referring to is the things that we're noticing is happening more and more that people are having a problem with, which is also a coincidence. And it also says here that we're talking about 0.5 to 90% air contamination with that stuff that's in the air. But this is indeed proof that that change was made days before the incident. Like I said, that is just a coincidence. I'm getting reports of people seeing roads covered in rainbow up there in Canada already. And I've also got people writing in saying that their water in Florida has the rainbow. Now, Florida, I'm wondering if it has to do with that big plant that's burning or if it has to do with the stuff that's happening up north of them. I've got tons of people writing in, yeah, we're seeing this in the creeks and the rivers, and they're trying to keep it from getting to the big river. But what about growing your own food? This stuff's been blanketed on everything. Dirt, plants, ground, roof, everything. I personally would be super concerned about this leaching into my plants. So a ton of people are wondering, is this going to affect the crops? Lots of agricultural crops in the area that, whether it got affected on the ground, pull water from these big water sources. And we've seen reports of it in the streams, but hasn't made it to the big rivers. If you guys know something on that, let us know. People over on TikToker are posting videos of what they're calling acid rain. Have you guys heard about the acid rain? It's really weird that a big storm rolled in and then stuff started coming down through the sky with the rain and causing these little phenomenons, which, I don't know, looks kind of dangerous. The fact that I have seen videos of flying objects falling out of the sky that aren't making it during this rain, well, now that's really, really concerning.
This is Dabu 7. We have some shocking new information here connected to the residents and workers near the site where the train carrying this vinyl chloride derailed in Ohio, East Palestine. These people being diagnosed with several different things, but chemical bronchitis at the top of the list, along with other conditions. And it's all connected to chemical exposure coming from this site. This is huge, absolutely huge. One lady, Melissa Blake here, who lives within a mile of the crash, started coughing up gray mucus, and this was 2 days after the train derailed. She evacuated from her home. She went to the emergency room. She was diagnosed with acute bronchitis due to chemical fumes, meaning those toxic cancer-causing fumes got into her system, no doubt. The same fumes and chemicals that are killing tons of wildlife and obviously here at this point affecting all kinds of people. This lady has yet to go back to her house since this all went down. At CeramFam, this is a company adjacent to the derailment, 5 of its 10 workers were too sick to work, according to their manager. He said that they suspended operations for about a week because of the derailment, and then they were told that everything was fine. So they resumed work on February 13th. Right after that, 2 days is all it took again, they started dropping like flies. People ending up with rashes, nausea, vomiting, bloody noses, eye issues, a lot of coughing and wheezing. I mean, a ton of issues. They sent workers to the hospital to get checked out, and sure enough, in most cases, they were told the same thing, chemical bronchitis. They've been put on all kinds of different pills, medicines, including steroids. Some have even been given inhalers and breathing machines. So this is absolutely crazy what these people are going through after some tried to say, oh, we've cleaned up this and that. Well, let me tell you something, man. People are suffering big time up here, and this continues.
One of these things is not like the others. One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other by the time I finish this song?
Many Christians don't understand this, and that's why many are stuck in spiritual bondage. You see, you have two enemies, self and Satan. The Bible makes it clear that we battle the demonic. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. We also battle the sin nature. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. You deal with the demonic through knowing and living in the truth of God's word, submitting to God and resisting the devil, and speaking simple commands with God's divine authority. We overcome self through repentance, which is a change of mind, consistent prayer, consistent devotion to the word, and surrender to the Holy Spirit. Deliverance frees you from demonic influence, which is different than possession, and discipline subjects the flesh. Both deliverance and discipline bring forth dominion. A woman whose daughter was demon-possessed came to Jesus in desperation, wanting her daughter to be freed. How did Jesus respond? He said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. There, Jesus was using a figure of speech to explain the order of his ministry. First Jew, then Gentile. Though salvation is for all who believe, Jesus first began his ministry by coming for the lost sheep of Israel. Now, this powerful story reveals God's prophetic plan. For by faith, the Gentile woman did receive her miracle. This bread is for both Jew and Gentile, for any unredeemed who might place their faith in Christ to become the redeemed. What was this bread to which Jesus was referring? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus himself is the bread, and he's more than healing, deliverance, blessing, favor, miracles, or breakthrough. When you get Jesus, you get all you need. Jesus is the children's bread.
A man and a woman manage to successfully summon a female spirit while a third person films, L-I-S-A the spirit spells, Lisa.
Did you push that?
I did not push that.
Seriously, none of you guys push that over to the X like that?
No.
Not at all.
You guys doing something underneath the table?
No.
That looked like it moved all on its own.
After this, the pointer dashes to the letter X on its own. Neither one of them appear to have pushed the pointer to the letter X. It seems to have moved there completely on its own. The cameraman checks under the table for magnets, but he doesn't find any, and there doesn't look to be any strings. There's a quick cut in the video, so unfortunately, we can't exactly hear the next question that they asked. Either way, the pointer circles a bit and lands on yes, and then it darts on its own back to the mysterious letter X for a second time. If this video is to be believed, then why did the spirit repeatedly choose the letter X? Perhaps it could have meant that it was an ex-lover, or on the other hand, the letter X could even represent her death. Exactly what Lisa wanted will never be known. They understandably backed away from the board after the second time that the pointer moved on its own. However, it doesn't look like they properly ended the ceremony, so perhaps Lisa will be back for a second visit after all.
Adrian Brody is a famous actor. He's seen here darkening one of his eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus, one-eye symbolism. He's doing it again here. There's one of his eyes for the one-eye symbolism. He's a successful actor in this fallen world, so he's got the sign of success on his hand. And you know what else? He puts 666 over his eye, doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. He hides his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. Has he taken a bite out of that apple? You know, like in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, not listening to God, but listening to Satan. And he does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture of fake enlightenment, its deception from Satan and the pride of humanity, to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
God, what's your name?
Muipatu.
What do you need from Jesus?
I want to be closer to Jesus and...
So that's the presence of God going into you and he's ministering to your soul. Do you feel that yet? It's the presence of God going into you and he's ministering to your soul. All right, so, and what's wrong with your legs?
It's arthritis throughout my hips and knees, and I can't walk. I can't walk properly. I've got a cyst growing close to the brain that doesn't impact at the moment, but they tell me it will. And
so you're ready to receive the anointing?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You're ready for Jesus Christ to heal you. Just put your faith in him, okay? So that's the power of God going through your hips and down your leg, okay? It's the power of God going through in the lower back. In Jesus' name, we speak to it. So I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing, because you've already told me, but when I speak, it's prophecy, and prophecy has power. So there's a deterioration in the hips, okay, and causes the hips to be painful?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, do something now. Yeah, okay, off you go. Someone say praise the Lord. What's happened?
I don't know. Jesus, it had to be Jesus.
What's happened to your hips and everything?
I mean, as I was sitting there, it was painful while I was sitting, but now look at me.
Go on, you go for a walk.
to what it was. It's nothing compared to what it was. There's a tightness there, but...
Tightness there. Jesus. Okay, move your leg.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's heaps better.
Who healed you?
Jesus. Jesus, who was calling out to as I was coming through.
So that's the power of God coming on your brain cyst? In Jesus' name, I believe you're okay. Praise God. Someone say praise the Lord.
And I've seen Jesus heal many Muslims, and when we were talking to you, I felt like a headache going through my head, and I told you it was a word of knowledge, where God will tell me what the person's dealing with because he wants you healed of that. You know, because most people are like, hey, how'd you know I get headaches? So how often do you get headaches?
I don't know, like a lot.
A lot. And you have a little bit going on right now?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe it's actually been diminishing as we've been talking. Is that true? Like, it's been diminishing as we were talking. And you know why? And I haven't even prayed for you yet. The reason why is because you're receiving what I'm saying. Before I've even prayed for you, you're receiving the information I'm releasing to you that yes, indeed, God loves you and that the headaches are not from him and he wants you healed of them. So Lord, I thank you that you're so gracious and that you love this young lady. And so you unclean spirit causing headaches, Satan, you're a liar, you get away from her completely. I just felt the power of God as I did that. Did you feel something like waving by you?
Yeah.
And it's like something like that ripped out of there? Would that, is that the description?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild?
Oh my God.
It's amazing when you relax yourself and you pay attention to what's going on in your body and in the spirit, you can sense that. Because I felt it as I did that. And you felt it also. And that, to me, that's a sign that Jesus is saying to you, my daughter, I love you, and I am who I say I am. I'm the Savior of the world, and I want you to believe that. So we want you to take that to heart. We want you to go away from this situation thinking, maybe they're right about Jesus. And then in the privacy of your own home, you call out to him and say, Jesus, if you really are the Savior of the world, reveal yourself to me, because I felt something happen there. You understand? How do you feel in your head? Amen. So Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, you're awesome. Father, you're an awesome God. You made everybody and you love everybody. And so we seal that upon you, young lady, because you're awesome. God has a great plan for your life. He wants you to succeed in everything you do. He wants you to learn his love. And so we release that grace upon you and that shield that cover of protection upon you so that those devils cannot come back and give you headaches. So we seal it upon you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What do you have to say about
it's
that?
It's so hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You feel like light in your head, right?
Yeah.
Like almost as if your head is not attached to your neck.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Is that true? It's true, right?
Yeah.
Like as if your head is separate from your neck almost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You know, the Bible talks about Jesus as being the head. We're the body, and he's the head. So it's like there's like a distinction between that, right? So that's like another sign that he's like showing you.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You're awesome.
He has other names, and one of the names is Wonderful.
Yes.
He's so wonderful, and he's also the Prince of Peace. Because when we are in Jesus, we are peaceful, and that's what he wants.
Yes.
So when you were talking about your studies and how tense you were, that is not what God wants you to go through. He wants you to reject tension, reject confusion, reject stress, and come back to peace. Because when you're in peace, you will hear clearly, you can focus, you can do your studies much better, right? So,
amen.
Yeah. So you needed that. And God
amen.
Gave you-